USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are increasing after two oil tankers were attacked last week in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. military released a video Friday allegedly showing Iranian forces removing a mine that didn't explode from one of the oil tankers. Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News why he believes Iran is continuing to provoke the United States.
Well, they're the world sponsor of terrorism, you know, fomenting a war in Yemen, threatening to attack U.S. interests in Iraq. It's just a crazy regime.
The Supreme Court is weighing in on some big cases on Monday. First, the High Court dealt a victory to the owners of the Oregon Bakery, who were fined for refusing to make a cake for a same-sex couple, as the justices threw out the lower court ruling and sent the case back for more hearings. Then Democrats in Virginia scored a win when the court struck down an appeal by Republicans in a gerrymandering case. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's been a bad year for people who make their living from seafood in Louisiana and Mississippi. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Floods from the Midwest are killing oysters and driving crabs, shrimp, and finfish out of the bays and marshes along the Gulf Coast into saltier waters where they can survive. One waterman says on a scale of 1 to 10, they are now 9.5 destroyed. Many species that depend on a brackish mix of fresh and salt water and coastal estuaries are decamping as this year's huge floods flush in fresh water laden with pollution from farms and cities in the Mississippi River Basin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina's third shark attack victim this month is an 8-year-old boy. It happened Sunday afternoon off Bald Head Island, which is about 90 minutes south of Wilmington, when the shark bit the boy on his leg. His injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. The boy's name has not yet been released, and the size and type of shark are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A man is dead after an exchange of gunfire with Dallas police outside a federal building downtown. The FBI have identified the man as 22-year-old Brian Clyde and believe he was not working with anyone. Officers confronted Clyde after he fired shots at the Earl Cabal federal building. No one else was hurt, and police are searching for possible explosive devices near the building that Clyde may have planted. The family at the center of a viral confrontation with Phoenix police say they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police.
The family has described the apology as a sham because the police officers involved in assaulting this family are still employed by the city of Phoenix.
Reverend Jared Maupin, the spokesman for Drayvon Adams and his pregnant fiancée, said activists and celebrities from around the country have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video shows officers pointing guns and yelling threats at Ames and his fiancée, Aisha Harper, and their two young daughters after the family said their daughter stole a doll from the Family Dollar store. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams admits she's angry at the viral video showing two officers acting unprofessionally during an arrest.
Outraged, angry, upset that that was not good policing. What we saw on the video isn't in keeping with what the other 2,900 police officers out there are willing to accept, nor should our community accept it.
Since the incident happened, the police officers have also been put on administrative leave, and Ames and his family are suing the city of Phoenix for $10 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.